to say goodbye to us, and we hope that the bracha that Rosh Yeshiva gives us will certainly be mekuyam, will be carried out in full measure. So we ask Rosh Yeshiva finally to give us our marching orders.
One of the great concepts of Judaism, overwhelming concept in Judaism, is Avo Rabo Aftanu. The Almighty Creator of this universe created us in love. Avinu Ov HaRachamon, the figure of parents who love their children, is nothing compared to the Almighty, Creator of this universe, love for every human being. Every human being. Particularly, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. We, the Jewish people, are the children of the Almighty. We are His children. So there's a particular mitzvah of the Tayag mitzvahs, which the Chazal say, Klal Godol Batira, which Hillel HaZoken said is the essence of Torah, and that is V'yahavta le'reacho kamoicho. Love every Jew like yourself. It was the mark of all Gedolim. It was the mark of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the emulation of God Almighty Himself. Loving Jews. When we're talking about loving Jews, we're talking about every Jew. The halacha is that even a murderer, a man who takes a life of another human being, of another Jew, you have to choose a death which is most humane for him. Because v'yahavta le'reacho kamoicho. We got to love him. When he's a murderer. The Jewish people look with a murderer as not as another victim, a murderer, an idol worshiper. You have to choose a method of dying which is most humane, which is least suffering. V'yahavta le'reacho kamoicho on all Jews. V'oyev v'sabrius on all human beings. That's to emulate the Almighty. But a particular mitzvah is to love every single Jew as if it was yourself. And to look at every Jew who's suffering, if he's suffering, as if you're suffering. And we know the suffering of secular Jews who are into drugs, into Alcoholics Anonymous they have to go. The Jewish people. The suffering of the Of not knowing what life is about, you've got to reach out for love. The whole Torah is speaking about love your fellow man. That's the whole Torah. And the Almighty, we say, is Ava Rabba Aftanu, a much greater love than we can understand. There's one person that the Torah says not allowed to love him. Can you imagine that? One aveira that a person does that the Torah gives us one of the tayag mitzvahs, loylev, you're not allowed to love him. Not only you're not allowed to love him, you're not allowed to stop hating him. You're not allowed to save him. You're not allowed to say anything good about him. And not only you're not allowed to say anything good about him, but if you know something derogatory, you have an obligation, you're not allowed to stop, but you got to say it. And you know who that is? Can you imagine the Torah that says, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoche, even an idol worshiper, even a murderer? Who is the Torah talking about? Lord Lev, Loy lazov sinosoi, don't love him, don't leave go of hating him. Loy latsilo, you're not allowed to save his life. Loy lumer olav schus, you're not allowed to say anything good about him. Loy limnoya melilmen olav choiv, and don't keep yourself back from derogatory. Who is that man? That man is called a mesit. Mesit. What's a mesit? Somebody who talks a fellow Jew or fellow human being into idol worship. That's called a mesit. That man is out. Is out. Now, you imagine, because he's living with this evil. You know who a mesit is? Rav Aaron Kotler says. A mesit is a mesit. Even if the man comes over to Rabbi Yashuv, 90 years old man, a tzaddik, the whole world knows him as a posek, Rabbi Yashuv, he's surrounded by his disciples, and he comes over to Rabbi Yashuv, and he says, Rebbe, come, let's worship Jesus. Huh? They pick him up, they throw him out the window. What the heck are you doing? That's called a mesit. That's called a mesit. This is such a horrible thing that he did. Stupid thing. Idiot. No, he's a mesit. And Rabban Kotler says, we Jews know the Almighty loves us. We Jews know the world was created to give us pleasure. So Rabban Kotler says, we Jews know meruba mida teva memida saporonius. Much more is the Mida Teva than the Mida of Peronius. Much more does the Almighty give the measure of good than the measure of punishment. So Van Kotler says, if you walk over to the Pope, never mind the Pope, if you walk over to a Jew who is a gangster, a murderer, and you say to him, hey, Heverman, maybe you'll come to shul with me today. Yeah? And he throws you down the stairs. See, you got a couple of bumps. But you know what? You are a mesit l'tov. You are a mesit for the good side. So Rav Aaron Kotler says, a kal v'chomer. You have to love him. You're not allowed to hate him. You got to save him. You got to say only good things. You're not allowed to stop yourself from saying good things about him. You're not allowed to say anything bad about him. The other way around. Just because you made an effort, even if it's ridiculous. Do you get that? You made an effort, it's ridiculous. I mean, well, boy, can we clean up, huh? You meet all these secular people, all you got to say, hey, come for Shabbos. Come on, enjoy yourself. Well, they'll say, go jump in the lake. They didn't even throw you down the stairs. And you're a mason. That's a pretty cool deal, right? Fantastic. But you got to ask yourself, why? Why is this the only place where the Almighty says, hate him? Why is this step? Why is it so terrible? What is it, the essence of it? And if you say to someone, come to learn, come to a discovery weekend, why is it so great? I mean, even if it's ridiculous, you haven't searched your brain, you haven't broken your heart. The difference was, shame that Ava taught Torah to everybody who came knocking on their doors. Anybody was welcome. You want to learn Torah? Go to Shame Ava. They didn't even charge tuition. Avram Avinu vayikro b'shem Hashem. Avram Avinu was a mesit of the whole world. He called them back. He called God's children, come home. That's what Avraham Avinu did. God's children, come home. God forbid if you ever lost a child and somebody would bring your child home to you. Ah! Yeah. When we bring back Jews to the Almighty, we're bringing the Almighty's children back to our Father who loves us and who suffers in every one of us.